Setup, track 8. It's important to be an effective communicator to make any relationship successful. Of the many qualities successful entrepreneurs have, communication certainly ranks as very important. The reality is there are many sources for the same product or service, usually, that you're offering. What often makes the difference is the degree to which our customers are able to express their needs and desires and our ability to understand what they want. Communication skills are important. Would you say that the business you're thinking of starting involves a lot of customer contact? Yes or no? It's important to know this answer so that you can be comfortable in your business choice based on your personality type. If you answered yes, then it would be wise to know that this regular interaction, often referred to as dealing with the public, is a fact of starting your own business. Some of the ways that you can help to prepare yourself to deal with the public is to socialize with total strangers, volunteer to answer phones for a fundraiser, and or better yet, take a job as a customer service rep for a month or two. Customer service reps must learn to deal with the public and maintain their cool along the way. This is a great way to learn a lot in a short amount of time and earn a wage while you learn. Don't be afraid or ashamed or feel silly if you need to actually work a few jobs like this to learn about the various facets in operating a business. This is, in fact, how most entrepreneurs get started. Most of them see someone else doing something, and then they decide that they can do better or at least as good. More companies are started from former employees and usually in the same industry than any other source. If you answer no, then and you don't believe that your new business will involve a lot of customer contact, I'd be sure to check with someone in the same line of work to see if it's true. Either way, though, separating yourself from the competition is often as simple as having great communication with your customers. I think about the contractors I hire to work in my home. Those with the personalities of a peanut aren't the ones that get the job. I like to hire friendly, well-mannered people that can carry a conversation. Streetwise. This brings up an interesting point, that when starting a business, you need to investigate the works of what others are already doing and what you want to do. This will save you a ton of time and effort and certainly money. You can even interview the company employees, buy them lunch, for their opinions on what is done right and wrong within the company that they work for. Some of you listening to this audio track may think that it's not an honorable thing to do to, you know, talk to an insider or it's cheating in some way. I've never told anybody to lie, cheat, or steal, but you're simply doing a little background work. And don't think for a second that large corporations don't play the exact same game. Automotive companies, electronics manufacturers, clothing designers, just about every industry you can imagine will investigate thoroughly the products or services of their competition and even wait to see how it pans out for them sometimes to determine public interest in a certain product. Better than just investigating, go work in the industry. In the supplement sections, there's actually a piece on this called Detective Work, Why It Pays to Investigate. So the audio should end now. Work through section Q5.